The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God says we have turned our back on our Maker. Well, it sounds like God is describing our nation and our day and this entire earth for that matter, and He is. So our demise is certain if we don't turn to God. My friends, can't you see that our iniquity is fast reaching the point that God will have to say, as He has said about many other nations, city-states, cities, including ancient Israel and Judah, as well as many individuals in the pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah and Nineveh, that their iniquity is ripe. It has reached the point to have to stop it. God will correct His people Israel for our own good. God inspired Jeremiah to write and warn the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah what their end would be, all because they wouldn't listen to the word of God and change their ways. This is a future prophecy to come to pass yet in our day, and perhaps in the very next few years. We can ignore this message from God and continue to live our way, but it won't change the message or the word of warning that God has spoken. This book of Jeremiah was penned 130 years after ancient Israel had gone into captivity by the Assyrian Empire. It is a latter-day prophecy for our day, and you need to perk up your ears and listen, because it is certain it is going to come to pass, and you're going to live through it. If you don't turn to God, you will not have His protection. Notice what God has to say in Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 4. Now these are the words that the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Notice that, my friend. God is speaking about two nations, Israel and Judah. You may remember the account that they had split. And there are two nations today. The nation that we call Israel over in the Palestine area is only one tribe of the nations of Israel. It is the tribe of Judah. We, the United States, and the British people, we are the main two tribes of Israel. And when God mentions Israel or Ephraim in the Bible, He is mainly speaking about the United States and the British people. Verse 5, For thus says the Eternal, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. God is describing a time unparalleled that is coming on our peoples. And it looks to me like, my friends, that we are fast approaching that time, and we may be on the threshold and may have one foot over the threshold into that time now. But it's going to get much worse. Verse 6, Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. Well, as I said, God is describing a time of pain, of sorrow, of suffering, as has never happened in this earth. So why do I see every man with his hand on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Do you want to go through that time? Well, you will if you don't turn to your Maker and begin to obey Him. God promises protection, physical and spiritual protection, for those that will turn, repent, and begin to obey Him. Verse 7. God continues here, describing the time that is just around the corner. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Yes, God doesn't say that we won't go through that time. God says we're going to go through it because we won't repent, but you can as an individual if you will. But God says we will be saved out of it. But many other places in God's Word tells us that there will only be a few of Israel left in comparison to the population today, when Christ returns and delivers Israel out of captivity. Yes, we will be in a state of captivity when Christ returns. Verse 8, For it shall come to pass in that day, speaking of the day that Christ returns, says the Eternal of hosts, that I will break His yoke from your neck, and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. Describing the state that we will be in when Christ returns. But they shall serve the Eternal their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. David had been dead for over 500 years at the penning of this prophecy. And you need to realize that, and you need to realize that this is speaking of the very end time and very near future of this earth today. But they shall serve the Eternal their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Eternal, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. God makes it very clear that this is truly an end-time setting, an end-time prophecy for our nation. For I am with you, says the Eternal, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. Yes, God says he's going to pass judgment on a wicked and a rebellious nation, the United States and the British people, and finally the entire earth for that matter. God makes it very clear that this is an end-time event, for he said David will be king of Israel. David had been dead for over 500 years at the penning of this prophecy, and you need to understand that. I know I have repeated this, but you need to understand it, because that does give you a good clue, if nothing else in this prophecy would, that this is an end-time prophecy yet in the future and the very near future. There is a physical and a spiritual salvation, and God offers both to anyone that will listen and begin obeying his word and continue to grow in grace and knowledge and obedience to their Maker. We as a nation, or you as an individual, don't have to suffer the worst time in human history. Will we as a nation or as an individual listen? We can and we should. Think about your life right now. Would it be better if you had listened and avoided many pitfalls? Do you wish you had listened to good advice and especially God's word and lived accordingly? Is your life happy and contented? Do you have peace and contentment? Are things going well for you? Think about that. Can you think of anything that you have done that has caused your life to be upside down? Well, I'm sure you can. In Matthew 10, verse 32, notice what Christ said. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. What does it mean to confess Christ? Is it just a one-time event? No, it is a way of life by living as Christ lived in obedience to God the Father. In Matthew 12, verse 26, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? This earth is under Satan's control, and he has people deceived and living his way. If Satan's kingdom is divided, it will not stand, but his kingdom is standing, but not for much longer, because God the Father is going to crown Jesus Christ as the king of the earth and send him back to take the earth away from Satan. You can read that in many places in the book of Revelation and in other places. And this earth is going to become the kingdom of God right here on earth. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Christ said, if you're not with him, you are against him. Where are you? Are you obeying God's word? If not, you are missing a great opportunity to have God's blessing, and you are against your very Maker, the very one that gives you the breath of air and the food and the water that you eat and drink, the very one that has given you this physical life to begin with. Continuing here in verses 38 through 45, then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he entered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Well, we don't even believe that sign today. We think Christ was only in the grave half as long as he said he would be. Continuing here in verse 40, Christ said, For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. But we think he was only there a day and a half. That's what we teach. That's the teaching of Christianity. I don't know where they get that. They certainly don't get it from God's word. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment. Now the judgment is speaking about the second resurrection, when you, if you die and you don't die in Christ, will be resurrected and you will be judged. And that's what it's speaking about. the men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation, speaking of this earth today, and certainly speaking of the end time generation, and condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. Christ is telling us we will be in a rebellious attitude toward God. Continuing here in verse 42, the queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here. Well, Christ is saying, we aren't listening. And you might want to ask yourself, are you listening? Are you contented with your life? Are you contented with your religious practices and beliefs? Are you reaping a good reward because of the way that you're living your life? Verse 43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first, with this wicked generation. The same applies to the world or a nation. Christ knew evil would continue to multiply. He knew mankind would become more bold in doing evil. And that's why he's saying that the people, that Nineveh and the Queen of the South and so on, will rise up and condemn this generation because our wickedness had multiplied and there was hardly anyone at all that was listening to his word and changing their life. They were set in their way, and their way is the way of Satan that he has deceived and enticed mankind to follow and has brought all of the evils on this earth that we're living with. My friends, you can barely cope with your problems. I don't have to ask you if you have any problems. I don't have to ask you if you're contented or happy. I know you aren't, and I know you have plenty of problems, and I know the reason why. It's because that you have turned your back on your Maker, and you aren't listening to God. You don't believe His Word. You want to go on and live your own way and do your own thing and try to have peace and joy and happiness, and it will not work. It has not worked. It will not work. Nineveh repented. Why don't we? That's the only people in the history of the Bible that had a warning message sent to them and preached to them that repented. Why don't we, my friends? Why don't you as an individual? For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Christ is speaking of a good relationship with Him and God the Father. Now that's a good place to be. And you will be blessed if you are there. God will take care of His family. Let's look at the curses that God said would come on us if we ignore our Creator and His Word. That's for our next subject, for our next program, which we will get into next time. I see my time is up. But in the meantime, if you would like to know more and understand more about the United States and the British people, we have a very fine booklet that we're offering you free of charge, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. And all you need to do to receive this book is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us, and may God give you an understanding so that you can save your physical life and have eternal life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.